Thank you, Mr. Chair. As before, I'm delivering this intervention on behalf of the EU and its member states. We very much commend UNCTAD for its commitment on evaluating its work. Evaluations, as I said before, are central for transparency, accountability, and efficiency, and underpin donor confidence and ensure that we can all learn from experience. At the outset, we'd like to thank the independent evaluation team, namely Ms. Amy Stewart from the Permanent Mission of Australia, Mr. Leandro Santos Teixeira from the Permanent Mission of Brazil, and of course, Mr. Nathan Galler, that acted as the team leader for this evaluation. But we'd also like to thank UNCTAD Secretariat for providing the very constructive management response to these recommendations. Overall, we're very much pleased to note that the evaluation confirmed the value of the subprogram 3. Indeed, this largely aligns with our experience and engagement with the work of this subprogram. In the same spirit, we welcome the fact that some of the identified shortcomings or challenges are expected to be addressed through measures that are already being rolled out, not least, as you mentioned, Mr. Chair, by the appointment of the new director, Ms. Luz Maria de la Mora. We would like to express our agreement and support for relevant corrective actions as recommended by the evaluation team, most notably those linked to result-based management, communication, intergovernmental pillar and prioritization, as well as the cross-cutting issues mainstreaming. It is perhaps worth underlining that the findings on the intergovernmental pillar, as well as the proposed recommendation, resonate significantly with past formal and informal conversations amongst the membership. As these aspects are not exclusive to subprogram 3, we believe UNCTAD 16 is a good opportunity for the membership to take positive decision on this, in line with agreed conclusions of the 17th session of the Trade and Development Board. Similarly, issues on prioritization or focus of UNCTAD's work have been also identified as an important aspect of the Bridgestone Covenant. We note and appreciate the streamlining done by subprogram 3 and commit to work with the membership and the Secretariat on enhancing the impact and reach of UNCTAD's work by means of appropriate organizational and communicational adjustments. In this respect, we would invite the Secretariat to develop a structured prioritization framework that could serve as a guide for all subprograms, aligning their efforts within the highest impact areas. It is somewhat worrying that more than half of subprogram staff perceives that human and financial resources were not managed efficiently. Given this internal perception, we would call on the CRM management to look into this and implement relevant measures. We would appreciate to hear back on this work in due time. Another internal perception of the staff worth highlighting is the lack of engagement with CSOs and private sector. This should be some of the key interlocutors for UNCTAD's research work. In this sense, we encourage to pay stronger attention to these aspects. And lastly, we note the observation of the evaluation team on the limited engagement by the member states in the surveys and interviews informing this evaluation process. Though I should note that given the presentation given by Mr. Galla, it would appear that there was quite a significant number of interviews and surveys done. More importantly, as presented by Mr. Galler, the information gathered through this was rather uniform across the country groups, confirming a rather uniform perception of the subprogram's work across the different country groups. In any event, we do encourage the membership to ensure our input to these evaluations, as this is a key aspect of accountability or on orientation for UNCTAD's work. And in conclusion, we would just like to commend the updated management response to last year's evaluation of subprogram 2. We very much welcome this positive practice for that strengthens accountability, transparency, and result management in a continued fashion. Thank you very much.